Let me guess. You're thinking about leaving your current career and transitioning into a career that I love, that I hope you fall in love with, called project management. Well, allow me to be your tour guide today as I help you break into project management. If you're looking for a career switch, family, this is the field for you. If you're looking for a career switch, family, this is the field for you. You say, why did you repeat that twice? I know that's what you're thinking, but it's important, family, that you understand the importance of being able to make a career switch, but having a guide to point you in that direction, especially if there's someone that has already been there. So with no further ado, we're going to jump into today's episode about breaking into project management if you're looking for a career switch. I also did an episode similar to this about if you are breaking into project management and if you're older. I got some real good stuff here for you today, family. After point number three, you're going to want to stay back, because what I did is I went back to some previous old episodes about some entry-level positions, and I took 10 positions that are not talked about a lot on the, besides when I spoke about it, and I really believe it. So you're going to have to stay till after point number three, but it will be, I believe it'd be well worth it, because it'll give you an ideal and it, you can go back and revisit that. Matter of fact, I'll even pin that old episode for you so you can go more in depth. All right, let's get into it. All right, point number one, offer to lead internal projects at your current job. You know, family, what I'm realizing is that in this landscape of project management, the more opportunity that you get a chance to do something where you're currently at, where you're currently employed at, it will give you a chance to, number one, understand if this is something for you, this is something you're interested in, project management. And I wouldn't put all the weight there to say if this is something you're interested in, because if the organization is not mature enough around project management, it may turn you off. But if they are mature enough, and when I say mature enough, meaning that the project manager doesn't hold all of the roles. Mature to me means that the project manager is the facilitator, the problem solver, ensuring that stakeholders and project team members are aware, holding everyone accountable, including themselves. This is what a mature project management organization looks like. And I can go in more detail. Maybe I'll do an episode on that. But anyway, if a project management isn't in your formal role, taking the initiative to lead an internal project can help you gain hands-on experience. This is what you're trying to do. Your end goal is to get this hands-on experience. Just imagine, family, if you can get this hands-on experience, and then you could even use it for your PMP if you're going after your PMP, because you wouldn't need it for your CAPM. But I would definitely recommend looking internal, going to build that relationship with that department head that's over projects. And my recommendation is, if you make this decision to do this, I would also recommend that you talk with your manager first and just say, hey, I have some interest in project management. Would you be open to me going to mirror some of the project managers or coordinators over in that department? I'll do it on my own time. And I always say, do it on your own time. Say, hey, I'll take my lunch. I get an hour lunch, or if even it's a 30-minute lunch, and I'll just go mirror them then. And you're like, well, how am I going to get the hands on? You're trying to show that you are willing to do what it takes and what is going to be required. Because when I was doing this, even though I got introduced to project management through the ability of watching someone else do project management, meaning I was just curious what he did, I had to go pitch to my manager, like, hey, I'm thinking about this field called project management. Would you be okay with me going with this guy to go see what his day-to-day is? And my manager was cool with it, but I set it up in a way and at first led with, hey, I'll do it at my lunchtime. I'll do it at this time so it doesn't impact my work. Because what that manager is thinking, especially if you're an exceptional employee, is that, hey, man, if we lose John or Ron or Bobby, whoever, then that means I got to backfill them and go through that whole process. And they probably already have a good continuity with you. And it's just like, but if you have a leader and not a manager, a leader is going to want to push you, like, yes, I want you to go explore it. Especially we even get to retain that talent by keeping it under the same umbrella, meaning the same organization. So you'll know right away what type of, do you have a leader or a manager? All right, here's my actionable tip. Sorry, this, I'd have to drain this particular slide. Offer to lead or co-lead an upcoming project at your company, such as office move, process improvement initiative, or new system implementation. I've done all of them. And this is why I always say, family, when you get into project management, such a transferable skill that you could throw me into office moving an office, and I have no background in moving an office. Well, I do now, but at that time I had no background. You could put me into process improvement initiatives, because all that's about is asking questions. Why you don't like this process, or why are we doing this process? And then new system implementation again, still. So when you look at these, you could say office moves could be around construction, process improvement initiative. That could probably be, that could go IT, application finance, but new system implementation, that's more IT. So again, this is why I'm always pushing people to get in this field, because I personally feel, again, being biased, that it opens up the door for where you're not stuck in a particular sector. Like everyone looks to go to IT, which I love IT. I've done that for many years. But there's also financing. There's also sales, marketing. There's so many human resources. It's just about developing that strong soft skill that you need, and or I should say skills, and then moving in. All right, let's get to point number two. You see, I'm a little excited about this. Point number two, join a startup company. Hey, family, this is a good one right here, because startups often have less formal structure. Now, so this gives you a chance to really wear multiple hats, take on multiple roles, and including project management, even if that's not your primary job title, which is great, because now if they have to make a decision on who should we bring in as a project manager, you say, hey, I would like to take that role full time. Now this opens up. So startups is an amazing place to look at if you're looking for a role in project management. Here's my actionable tips. Look for startups in your industry where you can manage or co-manage, as they often require team members to wear many hats. Again, like I said, startups, you have to wear many hats, from marketing to sales to you're the project manager. Now you're the CEO. So this will be, I believe this is one of those tips that will be amazing for you to implement. Point number three, you already knew where I was coming for this. Seek mentorship internally and, this is the new one, externally at your current company. You know, family, I always used to say seek mentorship externally, but there are certain cases where you want to seek it internally. Internal, when I seek for mentorship internally, I'm trying to, first of all, understand the business as a whole. I try to find a mentor that has either been there long enough or they're so business savvy within the organization, I need to connect with them so I can learn from them. Also, in you going into being a project manager, you want to connect with someone internally, because now you get a chance to partner up with them, and they'll let you come in and sit in meetings or give you things to do to work on, so you can get a feel of what project management is all about. But the external mentor, the reason why they're important is because they provide a non-biased approach to leading projects. They provide a non-biased approach to giving you consultation. It's a open floor, because certain things you couldn't say internally to your internal mentorship, because you don't know if it's going to go back. But externally, your mentor, because hopefully you're paying for it, is that they will be able to give you a very objective approach how to move forward, especially if they've already been there. So I always recommend getting both internal as well as external. Here's my actionable tips. Find a project manager in your organization. Ask them to mentor you. Offer to assist them on projects in return for guidance and experience. Just don't go there without providing any value. If you're going to an internal mentor, you're asking an internal resource to mentor you, offer to take something off their plate or to assist them, whether it's saying, hey, if any of the meetings that you go to, that I go to, let me take the meeting minutes, or let me take the action items, or let me go and follow up with these people. Any way that they help that project manager out, they're going to continually want to work with you. They're going to trust me, because I've had people that I've mentored in organizations, and those that really work really well, those that really, that I really enjoy working with, they were providing value back to me by saying, hey, have you looked at, hey, check out this document. I found out this document, this artifact really worked well. when I was going through the stakeholder engagement aspect, or, hey, let me take the meeting minutes for you. These are things that really worked well for me. Like I said, if you made it this far, which I hope you make it further than this, I have 10, and I do mean 10 entry-level project management roles. Now, there's much more than this that I actually did an episode on, and I'll link that for you guys if you're interested in watching that episode. It was very powerful because I went over more than just 10 entry-level roles. So these are going to be very high level, but I want you to get adjusted that sometimes we end up doing, especially when you're switching careers, you're only looking at project manager role, which is great, but there's alternative routes to get to the project management role. For me, I went through being a BA, through a project coordinator, through maintenance facility. Like, it wasn't a straight path. Like, I just walked in and said, hi, my name is Edward Koch Jr. and I want to be a project manager role. I got the certifications and experience. No. It was a route. So I want to give you these opportunities so you can start looking at them to see if it's something that you're interested in. And then eventually, you know, apply for them and see what type of questions are being asked in the interviews. And that way I help you. Again, you're trying to get information, you're trying to get data to see if you want to move forward with this career choice, which I hope you do. All right, let's go through the 10 real quick. Project coordinator, they just basically assist project manager or management team across various project phases. Project scheduler focuses on managing and updating project schedules. Project administrator, they support the project team with administrative tasks. Trainee or graduate project manager participates in structured programs to develop project management skills. Project support specialist or officer, they provide a comprehensive support to project managers or teams. Junior project manager oversees parts of the project under the senior manager supervision. Project assistant supports project teams with various tasks across project lifestyles. Project coordinator, program coordinator, because there is a difference. Program coordinator, they coordinate in multiple projects or programs to ensure alignment. Project information coordinator, they manage and distribute project documentation and information. And then, of course, a business analyst trainee, they help identify business needs and align it with the project with its organizational goal. These are 10 entry-level project management roles that I really think if you're thinking about making a career switch, I would look at getting into one of these roles. And I would say you shouldn't stay in that role no longer than, and it depends on what organization you're at, maybe zero, or maybe no longer than 3 years. And the reason why I say that is because, and if your goal is to be a project manager, now if your goal is not to be a project manager, then that wouldn't be applicable to you. But if your goal is to be a project manager, because reason why I say that, because within 3 years, you would have by then had enough project management experience that you could, and with the experience, as well as sitting for the educational hours that you're going to need in order to sit for the PMP, you'll be able to sit for the PMP. So now you got 3 years of project management experience, plus you also have your PMP, which makes you a powerhouse, what makes you more sellable, what makes you a better candidate than other candidates that are out there. I'm not going to say that's going to push you forward. It just makes you a better option. So again, think about these, take a screenshot or slow it down, whatever you need to do. But again, these are 10. And I also have another episode. I have an episode that goes into deep dives and talks more than just this high level approach. All right. Point number four, look for temporary or contract based roles. I used to do a lot of this, family. I used to do a lot of contract work, or which they call temporary work. How it works is, and I'll speak from a very high level, it's basically a recruiting company identifies your resume and they offer you a contract. I think the lowest amount of months I've ever done a contract was like 3 months, and the highest was a year. And so what ends up happening is you take this 3-month contract. Now, just like what I'm showing over here at this screenshot. Now, one thing is about a contract is you will get better pay, but the flip side of that is the job security aspect, because normally in an organization, contractors and temporary roles are the first resources to go before they start letting go of their full-time employees, or what they say, FTEs. So companies often hire contract project managers for short-term projects, giving you an opportunity to gain experience while transitioning careers. I really think going to a contract role is an amazing opportunity, because the expectation on you is so high that when you go into a full-time employee type role at an organization, you're going to be like, oh, this is like, the pressure levels are different. I'll just say that. Here's my actionable tips. Apply for temporary or contract project management roles, which will allow you to build practical experience and make connection in the field. Family, if you haven't been noticing the running theme on today's episode, I'm really pushing you to get that practical experience and you can start making these connections, or what I like to say, connecting the dots. Is important, because when you're in an interview, yeah, you can do well in an interview, but what happens when you get that first project? And I've seen it, because, and I've experienced, when you get that first project, you like, ooh, what am I? Okay, let me go open up the PMBOK. Okay, I need a charter. All right, let me go ask it. So you get nervous. So this is why being able to get that experience, you feel a little bit more comfortable to be able to walk into these roles and to have success. And it's going to take time. Don't let them fool you that you can, oh, within 1 year or 6 months or 2 months, you'll be able to, you'll feel overconfident as a project manager. No, that is not true. Because a project is temporary endeavor, you're always going to have that nervousness, that concern. That doesn't mean you're going to be afraid or have any type of fear, but you're like, oh, okay, here we go again. Especially if you have project team members that are constantly interchanging, meaning that you're not working with the same group of people that you worked with before. And most of the time you don't. All right. Point number five, freelance as a project manager. Freelancing platforms offer project management gigs that allow you to gain experience without committing to a full-time role. My actionable tips here, look on platforms like Upwork and Fiverr. These are normally short-term or part-time project management roles that fit your skill level and industry expertise. These are two good resources. I'm looking at something else for you guys, doing my research on it now. This is similar to Upwork and Fiverr. They provide the same thing. For this company that I'm looking up now, they're mostly part-time and short-time works, I think no more than 32 hours. But again, look at Upwork, Fiverr, put your information out there. See if anyone is interested, because a lot of times what happens is you may not have a lot of experience, but somebody will want to work with you because maybe you're not charging that a lot of money, or they just want to give you an opportunity because they talk with you or the way you're responding. So look at these two, and there's plenty more out there, but I recommend Upwork and Fiverr. Point number six, leverage your industry knowledge. You know, a lot of times when people are switching careers, what the opportunity is sticking with the industry that they already know so that they can build on that. And then if they want to get out of that industry, they can, but first make the sacrifice for staying there for, let's say, 3 years to get your PMP, and that project management experience. Because that's the biggest thing, is getting that project management experience so you're able to walk the walk and talk the talk, and you're not a paper PMP or a paper CAPM, et cetera. So if you've been working in a specific industry, then you understand the operations, the challenges, and the workflow can be so highly valuable in the project management role within the same field, because you already know the problems that are going to be coming around the corner, or you have an idea, and you may have an idea how to solve them, what makes you valuable. So see what you can look in your own industry. You know, if you're in finance, looking in the finance industry and see if there's any opportunities there, because maybe you come from the operation side of the business, you will be a great asset on the project side of the business. Here's my actionable tip. Target project management positions within your current industry where your expertise will give you a competitive edge over candidates from other sectors. I couldn't say it any better than that, family. This is why I'm always pushing for people that if they're making a career switch, to see what's already, as I say, in their backyard. What are you already good at in your industry? And find a way to see, because that a lot of project managers that became project managers, whether by accident or they were part of a project team and maybe they didn't like how the project manager was leading them and they felt, so they may have stepped in, but a lot of them, they come from an industry that they're already familiar with. But on the other hand, you do have cases where they don't. I'm a case that I didn't come from the same industry, but if I would have done this all over again and I was making a career switch, and let's say I got less than 5 years of experience, I would focus on the industry that I'm in because I know that industry, and then I would make the transition if I wanted to get out that industry later on. But I would first use what I got, and then I'll make that strategic move next. Point number seven, pitch a new project to your boss. Remember when I shared with you, family, when I was interested in project management, I went to my manager and pitched him. I was like, hey, listen, I really want to see what this career is about. Would you be open to me, you know, spending time with the project manager during lunch or before hours, before my shift start or after? And when my manager heard me saying it, he was like, oh, you don't have to do all that. He was like, this project manager was a construction project manager, so he was off site a lot. So I was like, hey, well, he's going to be off site. So coming up next month, is that okay then? He was like, yeah, absolutely. But I wanted to show that I was willing to make the sacrifice to give up lunch, to come in earlier, to stay later, whatever it was going to take. I was willing to eat that. I was willing to deal with that pain, eat that pain first before I could ask something. And this is why I recommend is starting with that and say, hey, can I do it at lunchtime or hour, you know, or before work or after work? Because reason why, again, and I know I'm really talking long on this one, but there's a reason. Because what will happen to you is, and I hope this doesn't happen, is that you will have the manager say, well, it seems like, you know, you're not really performing well in this role that you're currently in. And I think the project management is becoming a distraction, et cetera, et cetera. So I don't want you to fall prey to that. Here's my actionable tips. Identify an area in your current role that could benefit from a new initiative. Pitch it to your boss, offer to manage it, and start to finish. Point number eight, create a side business that involves managing projects. Again, this is one of those just like, hey, I never even thought about it. Yeah, you know, why don't I start an LLC or even a sole proprietor, meaning that, hey, I'm just a project coordinator or project manager. But anyway, starting a side business that requires managing multiple aspects such as launching a product or offering a service will help you develop project management skills. Here's my actionable tip. Launch a small side business that requires you to coordinate tasks, manage timelines, oversee deliverables, and showcasing your project management ability when you're applying for PM roles. I would use this, family, especially if you're going for an interview. I'll say, hey, I created a business where I was working for whatever X, Y, and Z company or X, Y, and Z nonprofit company because I really wanted to improve on my project management skills. And so this is why I created a company. All right, here's my four transformational recommendations, and I'll let you be on your way. Point number one, offer to lead internal projects at your current job, as we talked about, really going to find ways that you can get involved in projects that are currently happening at your job, whether it's either managing it or co-managing it with the other project manager. Create a side business that involves managing projects. We spoke about that as well. Just creating a business and marketing yourself out there and say, hey, I'm doing project management. This is how much experience I have, but I would love to help you even if it's an organization. Point number three, leverage your industry knowledge. Like I said, if you've been in an organization or I should say industry, use that to launch your career into project management. You have an opportunity. Start looking around, whether it's in that company or outside of that organization, to see, like, if it's operations, every company has operations. What do you know about operations? So start leveraging your own industry knowledge. This will help you move faster of trying to get to that project management role. And my last and final transformational recommendation, seek mentorship internally and externally at your current company. Like I said, internally mentorship, it will allow you to partner with another project manager where you can ask questions in real time and be able to watch how that project manager leads a project from meetings to sending out emails to working with, you know, disruptive stakeholders or project team members. You get a full view of that if the mentorship is done right. And then, of course, externally, I always recommend getting an external mentor. I have three external mentors currently. So I'm not telling you something to buy my program or to do that, but you can. But I'm saying, I live by what I'm actually talking about. A lot of people be like, oh, you should get a mentor. And then you ask them, do they have a mentor? Matter of fact, are you paying? Is it a paid mentorship or is it free? And I believe there's a difference. I don't believe there's anything wrong with free mentorship because I have that. But I also have a paid mentorship too as well, because I believe in the importance of rewarding that mentor, the mentor that is taking their time out to really pour into me and help me understand things better. Well, family, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I go by the name of ED. And again, this is an amazing career. This is the type of career that I'm always get excited about when someone tells me they're interested in it, because I know the value of this career. Is it easy? It's not easy, but it's not hard either. So you make the decision today. And I'll, as I always say, I'll give you tonight to think it over, but I hope tomorrow that we'll have a resolution of that you want to go forward in this career. If there's anything that I could do to assist you on this journey, you know where to find me. Please reach out. And again, my name is ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, that just simply means and. Until next time.